The Health Fix Podcast teaches you how to take charge of your health naturally by giving you the information you need to elevate your health.
Hey, health junkies, Dr. Janine Krause here. So I have Sarah Banta on today. She is the owner of Accelerated Health Products. She also is the creator of Accelerated Health Television. She and I are going to be talking about iodine. We're going to talk about how iodine can help you detox and help you out from EMF or radiation exposure with all this 5G business. We're also going to talk about how you can use your bathtub to help you detox better, and all kinds of other things. So let's jump into the podcast and get some information going for you to help you detox from all the 5G that's going on.
Hello there, health junkies. I have Sarah Banta on today. We are talking again because she's such a fabulous guest and because there are a lot of things going on in the universe with EMF and 5G and all that. And I think we need to talk about how this stuff is really affecting us and how a lot of us are at home now and we're getting exposed to so much more EMF than we ever have before. And, you know, some of the signs, we're going to talk about diet, we're going to talk about products to help you to combat how these things affect your body. So, Sarah, welcome to the Health Fix.
Well, thank you, Janine. I'm so excited to be on here. And you just touched on something that we're all at home and we're being exposed more than ever. I mean, I'm sitting here, I've got my cell phone to my left, my computer on, I've got a laptop behind me. And then let's talk about the kids. Right now they're in summertime, but when my kids were quarantined, and I just found out that they're going back in quarantine in the fall, they're in front of their computers, in their bed probably, right? So they're sitting there on their laptops. Their laptops are probably on their laps. Then they finish school and then they have to do their homework on their laptops. So they're getting the double dose. They're not going into a classroom and having and being told to put their cell phones away and listen to a person talk and have that social interaction. But it's like double duty. And it's so, and by the end of the school year, all three of my kids were complaining of headaches and they were complaining of their eyes going blurry. And I know for me, if I don't wear my blue blocking glasses on my computer, my eyes just start going blurry and I'm thinking, no, I can't lose my vision yet. But it's not that I'm losing my vision. It's that my optic nerve is literally freaking out from the EMFs that it's getting in front of the screens. And I can feel when I have to wear my earbuds, I feel this pulsing in my ears. I can feel, if I'm wearing them too long, I can feel it in my brain. If I'm holding onto my cell phone for too long, my fingers start tingling. These are real signs. They're telling you that your body doesn't like it. And what's going on is that we have a frequency. Every human being, every animal has its own frequency, and we're functioning at a certain frequency. And then you put 5G, even 4G or 3G into your hand, or you're exposed to it, and the brain is trying to regulate itself to keep up with that new frequency. And it literally is destroying our DMV, our DNA, not our DMV. You're going to laugh. My daughter was getting her license today at the DMV. So that's where my mind was earlier today. But that's where we're at. And as we're all in quarantine, they are installing many more 5G towers. They're putting more satellites into the sky. Our homes are have the smart meters put on them without us knowing. You have to be active and ask for them to take off the smart meter and put an analog meter on. Some cities won't do it. I did it, and it wasn't easy, but it took a phone call. And a funny story, the guy at our energy company, he said, well, I'm going to have to special order that for you. And he did. And he called me back and he said, I have it in stock. I've got five at hand. So if you have any friends that want them, I have three left because I'm taking one myself.
Interesting.
So you can do something about it, but I wanted to touch on that. And I thought maybe we could just go into the symptoms of radiation poisoning.
Absolutely. Because I think a lot of people aren't aware, you know, and how this impacts us long term. Because maybe folks might be like, oh, yeah, I do get a little like headache or like the throbbing in my head when I've got the earbud in. Or, oh, yeah, maybe I feel like a little off, but I'm not sure. Or maybe folks haven't even linked anything. So, yes, please tell us, what are all those symptoms?
Well, the thing is if you're eating a standard American diet and you have aches and pains already, there's no way to connect the dots that some of this is from radiation, because a lot of people just think, oh, well, I'm getting older, this is what it is. And then a lot of people excuse the fact that, you know, they can't do anything about this radiation and everyone else is dealing with it. So what else are they going to do? There's nothing to do about it. But there are things you can do about it, and we're going to get into that. But the symptoms of radiation poisoning. So it essentially attacks the nervous system, including your brain, and it attacks your endocrine system and disrupts hormonal balance that can't be explained. So maybe you're having some issues with your hormones. Maybe you're having fertility issues and you can't get pregnant. I mean, have you noticed the rise in infertility amongst the population? It produces oxidative stress and free radical damage, and people have heard of free radicals. Well, this is doing it without diet. It's stressing the body out. This is a type of stress. And so it's putting that oxidative stress in your body. It attacks the DNA of our cells, which produces cancers and mutations. So these mutations are not going to just affect us, but they're affecting our future generations and our kids and their kids. It leads to neurodegenerative diseases, and it causes, like I mentioned before, male and female infertility, low sex hormones in general, increased estrogen throughout the body, and increased levels of spontaneous abortion. So things that can't be explained. It also produces excessive intracellular calcium and excessive calcium signaling in the body. This is not something we want. And it can lead to an early onset of dementia and Alzheimer's. And it's also been linked to ADHD and autism. So you talk about our kids being on their phones all the time, and you know they can't focus, right? And you think maybe it's because they're trying to multitask. Well, it's not just that, but it's a double whammy when their brains are being scrambled, their DNA is being scrambled, and they can't focus. So it's really something that we need to start focusing on as we go forward. And the good news is that there are solutions. So these are things that I have implemented with my kids. And the number one solution is, of course, to get rid of it and get away from as much of it as you can. But in our lifestyles, that's pretty much impossible. But to limit as much as you can is the goal. I want to talk about diet first. I thought that might be the best place to talk, because people don't think that what you eat can affect the way you detox from radiation. It doesn't, you know, people think, oh, well, I need to lose some weight, so let's go on a specific diet, or I need to detox from heavy metals. But they don't think about, let's EMF detox. So when you're eating a cleaner diet, and whether it's a ketogenic diet or a low carb diet, carbs and sugar in general are very inflammatory. So when you're talking about inflammation, inflammation is the cause of most diseases. And if your body is in an inflamed state, it's going to have a lower immune response and have a harder time fighting any threat that's coming in, whether it's EMFs or the current virus that we're fighting, or a simple bacteria, or people with Lyme disease or anything. Your immune system is going to be suppressed if you are eating the carbs and the sugar, because what they do, in addition to any toxin you're taking in or any medication or any vaccine, all of those things cause leaky gut. our gut is where our immune system lies. So when we have leaky gut, things aren't working right. That's where all of our hormones are made, our GABA, our dopamine, our serotonin. So you think about people that are anxious right now, the rates of anxiety and depression right now are skyrocketing. And I'm not an anxious person, but I can tell you I'm going through days where I've got great days and I've got days where going, oh my God, what am I going to do? And I just try to put one foot in front of the other. But to get a leg up on that anxiety and depression, you've got to heal your gut. So what I recommend is a more ketogenic focused diet. Now, does that mean you have to eat a ton of butter and a ton of fat and all of that? No. When your body's in a ketogenic state, it could be using the fat off your body as fuel. I focus on getting as much protein as the body needs, lowering the carbs, and filling in with the amount of fat that you need to feel satiated. And those carbs are coming from green vegetables, which are extremely healthy, nutrient dense, and healing the gut. And then with that, I recommend the accelerated silver, which we've talked about before. And since we last talked, we have improved the solution significantly. It is unlike any other silver out there. And silver's been known for thousands of years as an antibacterial, antiviral, all foreign pathogen agent. But this silver now is programmed with scalar technology, Nikola Tesla's technology, to make it much more efficient in getting into the cells, boosting the immune system, and it's alkaline. Our other silver was not, and most silvers are acidic. And you want an alkaline environment in the body, which produces an environment that foreign pathogens can't survive. So that's why people talk a lot about alkaline diets. Mm-hmm. If your acidic foods, for instance, are pork and a lot of animal proteins, even though those are things that I personally eat on a ketogenic diet, you want to balance that with the green vegetables that are alkaline water and other alkaline substances. So the accelerated silver is now an alkaline formula. It's anti-inflammatory. It boosts the immune system so that your immune system then doesn't have to worry about those foreign pathogens, and it can help alleviate things like radiation in the body. So I also recommend the Restore, which is now called Ion Biome. It's changed its name, same fantastic formula. I don't know why they changed the name. It's harder to say for most people, but it's still fantastic. And it goes through the gut and heals the leaky gut. It tastes like dirty water. Everyone can taste it or take it. It's great for pregnant women, young kids. My kids take it every single day, but it helps put that barrier in your gut to help your body produce the natural probiotics and prebiotics that it needs to fight any virus, bacteria, and help produce the proper hormones that you are needing to make in the gut. And with that, I also like the iodine. So something that people don't realize is iodine is not only needed for thyroid health and metabolism. And when we talk about thyroid health, people are usually familiar with the topic of T4 and T3. And that essentially means 4 molecules of iodine or 3 molecules of iodine. Well, your pineal gland or your brain is essentially telling your thyroid to release or to produce T4, which needs to be converted into T3 to be used. And that T3 needs to be converted into ATP in the cells to make energy. So if someone is taking a thyroid medication that is just increasing that TSH, the thyroid stimulating hormone, it's not necessarily helping with the thyroid health. We need iodine. 96% of the United States is deficient in iodine, and iodine deficiency is the number one cause of Hashimoto's, of depression, anxiety, all of those diseases is linked to iodine deficiency. So this is really, really important. And so not only are you going to get a boost in your metabolism and help with fat burning, but it's also known to kick out the bromide, chloride, and fluorine that is in your body when we don't have enough iodine. So it's helping detox the body from heavy metals. Now, the Acceleridine iodine takes it one step further, and it is charged with scalar technology, which helps. It has the anti-frequencies to all radiation, and the non-ionizing and the ionizing radiation. So when you're taking the iodine, you're filling up your cells with the iodine supplement, but you're also kicking out any of the radiation that's there as well. So it's amazing because it's actually doing a slight detox of that radiation and heavy metals and everything else while it's feeding the cells the iodine that it's needed. And this is the reason that iodine deficiency also is known to cause breast cancer. So the breasts actually have 4 times the amount of receptor sites for iodine as the thyroid. So when you're taking the Acceleridine, you're kicking out those toxins that are in the breast tissue that can cause cancer, and you're help filling it up with the iodine it needs. You reduce your risk for breast cancer and most cancers by 50%.
Wow.
So it's a no-brainer. Right? And it's also been known, as we are dealing with the current threat, it was used as a remedy for the Spanish flu to help devitalize the flu virus back then. So you're killing those foreign pathogens and boosting your immune system and thyroid health and detoxing from the heavy metals and the radiation. So it is known to kill parasites, viruses, bacteria, and foreign pathogens. So with that and the silver, it's, you know, you 1-2 punch against what's going on right now. We're taking it every single day, and my family has not even had a blink of a sore throat or anything that's come up. So we're doing great. The Nuke No More, this is the most amazing supplement, and I wish I understood exactly how it works. I just know it works. When you talk about radiation poisoning, it's something that we're trying, you know, with the silver and the iodine, you're going at it from different angles. The Nuke No More is the best radiation poisoning treatment that I've ever come across. It is scalar charged Ormus formula, and it supports the removal of the internal radio contamination from nuclear fallout, smog, ionizing x-rays, and commercial flying. Not that we're flying anywhere anytime soon. And non-ionizing radiation like the smart meters, the smartphones, and other electro pollution. So it also helps detox the heavy metals from the brain. So what you do, you really only need 1-2 bottles, and you don't need to keep supplementing unless you are exposed in a heavy situation. Now, with the amount of radiation we're exposed to now versus even just 2 years ago, I specifically do it, I'll do 1 bottle a year. And then if I go on a flight or I know that I've done a lot of exposure to the radiation, then I'll do an extra couple doses. But it's not something like these other supplements that you need to keep doing and stay on.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Now, who formulates the Nuke No More? Who's doing that for you?
I've got a private person out of Florida, and she does the Nuke No More, my Scalar Salt, the Accelerated Ancient Salt, and the Acceleridine.
Gotcha.
So all three of them. And those three are in a bundle on my website under the rehydration bundle, because the salt is really important. It's charged with scalar energy as well. And salt hydrates the cells. Salt is, it's so crazy that we have been told to be put on a low salt diet. Now, part of that is because when you're on a standard American diet, a lot of the processed foods are loaded with salts, and they're loaded with the wrong kind of salts. So you're taking in a whole bunch of plastic and toxins and chemicals when you're eating that type of salt. So when you go to buy salt, and if you're not going to get the accelerated ancient salt, I highly recommend you look for a pink salt or Himalayan salt or even Redmond salt, a salt that you know that is pure. In a study of 39 salts, 36 of them were full of microplastics. And now, after using my salt, if I go to a restaurant and I use table salt, it doesn't even taste like salt to me, because I can taste the plastic and it doesn't have that amazing salt taste that it's supposed to have. But this salt also you can put in a bath and do a detox bath with. And I do a tablespoon of the accelerated ancient salt, and then I'll put a cup of just a cheap dead sea salt from off of Amazon, and have a nice detoxification bath. So that's another way that you can detox from radiation.
That's good to know. I think that's like a simpler way, you know, for someone who maybe is really sensitive to supplements and they're worried about what something might do internally. It's nice to have something that you could throw in the bathtub and just work on detoxification as well. That's really huge. Now, one of the things you were mentioning is scalar technology. And I think a lot of people might be like, what in the world is this? And you know, obviously it has to do with charges and things of that nature. Can you simplify it for folks a little bit in terms of what benefits it's going to have to them for being in, you know, part of the formulation of your products or being part of the creation of your products?
So scalar technology is something that Nikola Tesla came up with years and years ago. And essentially it is neutralizing any frequency that is out of place. And this is, so you have, you know, like I said, we have, each of us has a frequency. You have a frequency. I have a frequency. The flea on my dog has its own frequency. So when you are talking about neutralizing those frequencies, you're putting the body back in balance. For instance, there's one of the things that I wanted to mention too, like the amp coil machine. This is a PEMF machine, and it will scan your body of all your frequencies, whether it's your organs or your nutritional balance, or if you've got some disease or bug or virus going on in your body, it will pick those things up, and then it creates a program to neutralize it. So that's essentially what it is. It's just neutralizing the frequencies that are out of balance so that your body can then focus on the current threats. So when your body's out of sync, it's off kilter. It's like if you're standing on one foot and someone pushes you over, you're going to fall over. If you're on both feet standing pretty firmly, they're going to have a harder time pushing you over. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's one of the things that, you know, back in biology and science classes, we hear about the ions and we hear about how we're made of all these molecules, but a lot of people don't think about the fact that we're actually electrically charged, and that our electrical charges within our body can have an impact, and the electrical charges, electromagnetic, you know, frequencies around us can also mess with our internal electrical charges. And so people might be like, wow, that's really woo-woo. But in the same respect, we are just as much electrical as our electricity is.
And we are electric beings, for sure. We are all electricity. When you talk about how the cells work and the people know they need to take potassium and magnesium and sodium in their diet, well, there's an electric charge. If you don't have the proper amount of sodium to potassium, there's this charge. Well, I'll give you a story. So my son, I've talked to about him before, where he fought leukemia in the fourth grade. Well, we got over that and he hasn't been sick since, but he's now an elite athlete where he's a rower for Crew. And he was pushing his body so hard that his potassium levels got really low and his heart was stopping. Literally stopping. So talk about a horrible experience as a mom. I woke up one night to him pounding on his bathroom wall, trying to get my attention because his heart had stopped. And then he would pound on his chest to get it going again. And it was like this electric charge, right? So it to get that jump start, kind of like you do a jump start on your car to get it going and then it's running okay. So that's exactly what was happening. And I asked our practitioner, I said, oh my gosh, what is it? Why, what is keeping his heart from not stopping completely? And he said, well, the fact that he's 17 years old and he's young. So if he's having this issue when he's older, it's definitely an issue. And this is what can cause heart arrhythmia, heart issues in general. And so we supplement with potassium and the Oxalate that I've mentioned, I believe before, which is a multivitamin electrolyte drink, has your amino acids. And so it's filling your body with all those nutrients. It tastes great too. That's what makes it so nice and easy. But that's giving you the potassium and the magnesium, but you need the salt as well. It has a little bit of sodium in it, but you need to get the salt in there as well. When you're on a low carb diet, your body lets go of salt and water weight, and also is letting go of a lot of the bad estrogens and toxins in your cells. So sometimes people, when they switch to a low carb diet, they'll think, God damn, I have no energy. This isn't, you know, this diet's not for me. I quit. Well, a lot of that is because the body's finally releasing some of the toxins. And that's why when I put together my keto detox bundle, I put together supplements that help you get over that hump of not feeling good right away. And like the accelerated cellular detox powder soaks up those toxins really quickly and carries them through your colon nice and easily so that your kidneys and your liver are burdened with those toxins that it's starting to filter out. But it's really important to get those electrolytes in there. And it's called electrolytes because we are electric beings, essentially. So definitely, and that is also when we're talking about a little bit of the voodoo, I just wanted to give a touch on this again with the iodine. They talk about it as being the number one spiritual mineral. And the reason being is these toxins that we're facing with the chlorine and the fluoride and bromide. Bromide is in every bread and sodas and things in our diets, and it's the 12th deadliest toxin in the world. It's not even legal in Europe. But what happens is those three, especially those toxins, get in our brain and they cause the brain fog. So the iodine kicks those things out of the pineal gland, which is your third eye, and it helps you become more spiritually enlightened. It gets rid of that brain fog, and people, they have this feeling of they wake up and they're more in tune with their higher self, in tune with God or the universe or whatever you want to call it. But it really brings that part out of you, and it helps you become more in tune with your spiritual self. So that's something I always love to tell people, because as you're cleaning your body out, whether it's from the radiation or the other toxins, and you're on a program to clean up your diet as well, that physical, mental, and spiritual energy are all going to increase, and they're all connected.
Lovely. Lovely. I think that's well said, because I think a lot of people maybe are missing some of their just general connection to themselves first and foremost. And with all the EMF exposure, we also have this disconnect between, you know, everyone's, like we're doing right now, chatting over Zoom, right? We're not even in person. So we don't have that electrical energy of just the two of us being next to each other. Right. So I think for a lot of people, there's some imbalance even on that level.
Absolutely.
That combined with all the EMF floating.
Right. And that the toxins and the EMFs, they're meant to dumb us down. You know, if we want to get into geoengineering and chemtrails and what the smart meters are really meant to do, I mean, they're meant to dumb us down, and we essentially become these antennas for these EMFs. So when you have aluminum in your body or these metals in your body, you become an antenna. So as you detox from these things, you're less affected by the EMFs and the radiation. Mm. So it's not only getting rid of what you have in there, but it's also preventing you from any future damage from the future EMFs that are coming down the line.
Nice. No, that's huge. I think a lot of people now are also starting to think about the shields and different things that they can do. And I know you had mentioned that.
Yeah. So the scalar energy rest shield, this is much more than just an EMF protection shield. It reduces the harmful effects of the EM, the electromagnetic pollution. And it essentially puts like this 15 to 20 foot radius protection energy bubble around you, which mimics the being on Earth before any man-made electromagnetic pollution existed. So I noticed right when we got ours that my sleep was so much better, because it's zeroing it out. Now, when I say zeroing it out, does this mean that I don't need to worry about any EMF exposure? No. Like I said, when we first started, the number one thing to do is to minimize your exposure to EMFs. But it does encourage cellular regeneration, and people notice quicker rebounding from injuries and stress and athletic performance, jet lag for sure. So it's something that I've definitely told my clients about as something that they can do to protect their family. No one else has to do anything. You just plug it in and it works. And then the last thing I wanted to mention, and we can go back to, because I think we need to talk a little bit more about the diet.
Yes.
But real quick, I wanted to mention what you can do about 5G and smart meters and forced vaccinations. So there's a company called InPowerMovement.com. And what they're doing is they are going around the system to essentially put on notice these companies, the energy companies, the telecommunications companies, that they are going to be legally liable if we have any damage into our bodies from these things. And there's so much more to it. So I just recommend people go to their website and check it out and watch the first two videos. Okay. They're fantastic. You don't need to get lawyers involved. They set up all the paperwork for you. You essentially are saying to AT&T or Verizon, hi, if you cannot prove that tower in my backyard is not doing damage to my body, you owe me $1 million. Mm-hmm. And people are quitting on the job because it's putting them on personally liable.
Yeah.
So this is something that people are implementing across the country, actually in Canada and Europe as well. Okay. So definitely something to check out.
We will put that. It's npowermovement.com. So N like is in a big N, like
capital. No, npowermovement.com.
Okay. InPower movement spelled out.com. It'll be on my podcast notes, folks, for this episode, but nevertheless, I wanted to make sure that I got that spelled out, because I wrote NPower. So I'm in power now. So that in I power. Have news. Good deal. Because yeah, I think there's a lot of folks that have towers that are being put up. And for a lot of people, they don't even know, because it's not a tower. It's being put on the top of a building near them. So these are things to watch out, because we have one going up. I'm looking out my window that no one can see right now. About five blocks from my house that they're putting on top of a building. And there are a lot of us working to try to keep things in check there.
Yeah, they've also been known to hide them in trees. So they're definitely trying to make them people not notice them. And during this quarantine time, what a better time to be putting them up. And I've noticed in my town, they're going up quicker.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of one of these things though, that we have to kind of accept, because I think a lot of people are thinking, well, I want faster internet. I want faster, you know, speeds, but at what cost? What do we have at these costs and faster speeds for our cell phones, faster speeds for data download? So big things to think about overall.
Yeah. And with 5G, they have to be 500 feet apart. So what that means, even if you don't care about the EMFs, but you don't want your town to look ugly, they're going to be every 500 feet. They don't, their signal is much shorter. Their wavelength is much shorter than the 4G. So this is going to be something that we're going to be looking at. Those towers are going to be every 500 feet.
Wow. Wow. I didn't know about that. That's something to think about. All right. So what can we do dietary wise to help prevent the amount of EMFs that we have going into our system and reaping havoc?
Well, like I mentioned before, I recommend a more ketogenic diet. Now, with that, people are probably turned off a little bit or say, I can't do that. And there's ways around that in general. And I've been doing this for 3 years. And when it first came out, I was all about, you know, a lot of fat, moderate amount of protein, low carb. Now, the more I know, you can be in ketosis by just burning your own body fat. And who doesn't want to burn their own body fat, right? Mm-hmm. So I actually focus on my protein, and then I fill in with the green vegetables that are very alkaline, like I mentioned before, and that fill me up. And then I fill in with a little bit of fat. And what I also do is I use the accelerated keto. And this is new from, gosh, Janine, did you try the keto? Okay.
Yeah.
So these are pills, which are different than what has been out there before. And what I love about it, it's not just ketones, but it has a lot of herbs and natural cofactors that increase the fat burning. They also detox the liver, which is where fat burning happens. And also the liver is where the T4 turns into T3. So if we're going back to metabolism and thyroid health, that happens in the liver. If you've got a clogged liver from toxins, from breads and pastas and sugar and gluten, then you are not going to have a fully functioning metabolism. So that's another thing we can talk about, is the liver flush that you can do to cleanse the liver and help. Also, that's where your body needs to be able to have a fully functioning liver in order to detox from radiation and heavy metals. So with that, you do the keto pills in the morning. That flips you into ketosis within 30 minutes. And then you're sitting there going, okay, I've got energy. I don't need to eat. My appetite's down. She tells me I shouldn't eat carbs. I actually don't crave the carbs. This is a lot easier than I thought it would be. Because your body, if you're driving a diesel car, the car doesn't crave gasoline. It craves the diesel, right? If you put gasoline in a diesel car, it's going to not run. So when you're in ketosis from these pills, then your body is saying, give me the protein and the fat, and I'm going to run great. So with that, though, I recommend trying to intermittent fast. And what that means is squeezing your meals within a shorter period of time, like, you know, 4 to 6 hours. To start out with, don't worry about it. But as you are in ketosis, you're going to notice that your appetite is less, your blood sugar is stable, which means that the inflammation is down in the whole body, your insulin resistance starts going away. So that blood sugar level just stays stable. And you start just going, I'm not hungry. I mean, right now, here we are at 2:30 in the afternoon. I haven't eaten yet and I feel great. My brain is great. But I'm going to have an amazing, fulfilling meal when we're done. But my brain works better when I'm fasted. And why is that? Because my stomach is empty and the blood is going to my brain. It's going to my legs, my arms. I could go for a 4-mile run right now if I wanted to, because the blood is not in my digestive system trying to digest food. And that's why we get tired after a meal, because the blood's going to our digestive system and having to work. So when we are fasting, your body is in a state of autophagy. And autophagy means that it's cleaning up the damaged cancerous cells, disease cells. And when what that is doing is boosting your immune system, reducing the inflammation, putting it in that state where it can naturally detox. So we're not talking about products here. We're just talking about your body's natural way to detox, and that's through fasting. The keto pills make it easier by making it, you know, super easy to go into that fasted state and to not eat, but you want to make sure you're hydrating, of course. Energy actually comes from hydration, not fuel, not food. So you want to think about it that way. And then when you do eat, you're going to eat, you know, I typically eat salmon or lamb or organic chicken, organic beef, and then lots of vegetables. And I fill up, I feel great. And then I just, my sugar cravings have gone away completely. If you knew me 10 years ago, you'd say she's not eating sugar. Who are you talking about? Because my addiction was sugar. And I wasn't over drinking, but I drank alcohol. And now I don't not try to drink alcohol. I just don't crave it. When I go to a party with girlfriends, I've got my club soda or something, and I'm having just as much fun as they are. So that way your body is in that natural anti-inflammatory state. And that's where it needs to be to start detoxing on its own. And so with that, then you hydrate with the oxalate. And, you know, another supplement we didn't talk about that since I've talked to you last that I haven't been introduced to is My Vital C. And this is carbon 60. This is not a vitamin C. It's 172 times more powerful than vitamin C. So it boosts the immune system. It's known as a natural antiviral, antibiotic agent as well. In fact, they're using it against the HIV virus. Wow. There's a patent out for it for that. But what I noticed right away when I took it is it made me sleep better, gave me better energy during the day. And I take it midday, but my sleep at night is much deeper and the quality is there. And that's where your body's restoring and detoxing is when you're sleeping. So if we're not getting restful sleep, all of this other stuff doesn't matter. So that's something that's really important as well.
Makes sense. Yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, I've had conversations with patients over and over again. If we're not doing the fundamental things like hydrating, sleeping, taking time to breathe and detox, none of the, you know, not detox, but that's a supplement based thing, but taking time to just rest, we can't detox.
Yeah.
And we can't do all, and these supplements won't work effectively.
Right. Exactly. And you brought up a good point. All of these supplements don't work when your body's stressed and when it's chronically stressed. And so what I tell people is first things first, we need to get our body sleeping and meditation and journaling. I mean, especially right now, these self-care things are more important than ever. Waking up and looking at the sun to get your circadian rhythm in check. When we first were in quarantine and my kids were not going to school, at the dinner table, my husband and I sat the kids down and said, hey, look, it's not a free-for-all here. You're getting up by a certain time. You're working out for an hour a day. Now, either that's a weightlifting session or an endurance session or just walking the dog. You are getting outside and you need to move your body. And then you're going to bed by a certain time. And our diets are going to be extra clean because we need to keep our immune system strong. And these were things where like my kids are looking at me going, okay, I know she's not messing around. We better do what she says. But we use the AMP coil every single day. I recommend CBD oil, and I have one on my website. It's been amazing as far as getting to sleep. And what's so great about it, I was so skeptical of CBD until I really learned about it. And I have a blog post on my website about CBD and what to look out for when you're buying a product and all the benefits for it. But even if I'm totally stressed out and I have a horrible day and I'm super anxious, I will take it or I'll use the lotion, and I trick my girls into rubbing the lotion on me, and it'll knock me out within 15 minutes and I have a great night's sleep. So you have to get to the point where you're sleeping well during this time. And the journaling, it's my kids, I told them they have to journal every day, and I'm never going to read it. Don't worry. I just want them to be able to put it out there, because what these kids are going through right now, I mean, you and I were old enough to kind of navigate through this. But this is all uncharted territory for these kids. I mean, you think back at the growth that happens during fourth grade, during seventh grade, during senior year in high school. They are missing out. I mean, my son is going into his senior year of high school, and he's probably not going to be in school. He's missing out on all that stuff. Now, this is also an amazing time to say, okay, what can I do right now that I never have that opportunity to do? And that's the focus I'm taking with it all, as far as you need to be patient, you need to pivot, because the people that learn to pivot and do and to adapt to what we are under are going to be successful in life in every way, and to be persistent. Those are my three P's for quarantine. And I have the kids listening to podcasts like this, the ones that are self-motivating or health-minded or just how to be a better person, and making sure they're doing their reading and their schoolwork and all of that, and being productive. And look up a podcast on some crazy idea or that you've always been interested in and you normally never have time for. But feeding that mind. I mean, when we're talking about mental health and detox, you also need to feed that mind. And if you don't, and you're depressed, and you're chronically depressed or chronically under an anxious state of mind, your body is going to hold on to toxins. That is a whole nother way of being toxic, is those toxic thoughts. And if you're toxic in your thinking, your body's acidic. And when your body's acidic, it's stressed out and inflamed. And when your body's inflamed, your immune system's down. And when your immune system's down, you might get the virus. So it's all connected as far as our mental, spiritual, and emotional, and physical health. And we have to take care of all of them. And it's not just one magic pill.
No, there's a lot of work involved. There's definitely some systems, some processes, and getting the mind right for sure. So speaking of that, now you have a radio show as well. I don't think I've talked to you since the radio show either. So tell everybody about the radio show. And then of course we got to give them the Accelerated Health Products website and all of the info so that they can follow you and find your blog and keep consuming good information from you as well.
Wonderful. Thank you. And actually, it's super exciting. As of last week, I started a TV broadcast. Nice. So it'll be on all the regular radio platforms, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Pandora, and Stitcher. And it's live on my YouTube live, and which is Accelerated Health Radio, and my Facebook page, which is Accelerated Health Products. So you can find it live Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. I'd love for you guys to chime in on live, because you can chat in the chat room, ask questions, and it just makes it so much more fun. And I'm super excited about the guests coming up. I've got a lot of focus on what we were just talking about, motivation and anxiety and depression and what to do on mental health. And how important it is for our physical health. So please check it out, because I'm super excited about it. It's so much more fun when you can see your guest in person, and it's interactive. And I think the guests are a lot happier doing it that way. So it's you can find it at Accelerated Health. I have a link on my website as well, acceleratedhealthproducts.com. My blog, I put out a blog every week, and I really like to do things that people ask me about. And what's so interesting is I did a video on the downsides of, or what can lower your testosterone and how to boost your testosterone. And a couple of things on the last points that I had made were that addictions and medications and alcohol and even pornography and masturbation and gambling can lower testosterone. And I had someone chime in and say, you know, this is an addiction. Can you please, talk about this? Because I think right now it's worse than ever because people have so much time on their hands and they're fighting all of this anxiety and mental trauma. And so I said, absolutely. And I've been diving into that this week. So super fun for me because I just really want to help as many people as I can and to use the platform that I have to do so. So all the feedback I welcome, critical and non-critical. And definitely if you can join me live, that's the best.
And it's 8 a.m. PST, so Pacific time?
Yes.
Okay. All right, folks. So 8 a.m. Pacific, and then that makes it 12 noon. So 8, 9, 10, nope, 11, sorry. Gotta use my fingers still. So 11 a.m. on the East Coast. So that's good for folks to know what times they can get in there. So Sarah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Looks like my dog is now giving me the ding-dong signal that I need to get onto my next things. But thank you so much for coming on again. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I loved it. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Health Junkies, Dr. Janine Krause here. I hope you enjoyed my podcast. Guess what? I have a Facebook group. It's called Anti-Aging Health Tips with Dr. Janine Krause. So if you want a little bit more of the Health Fix podcast, head over to my Facebook group and let's chat. Now I'm also offering a health transformation and restoration program. It's a one-on-one with me, and it's for folks who are sick and tired of going to doc after doc and health coach after health coach and not seeing the results that they want and deserve. In my program, I'm working with folks with transformation. So this isn't just a light program. This is a big deal. I'm going to change how you think about your health and your life kind of program. And I'm super excited to offer it to folks. And if you are at all interested, we should talk. I'm offering 45 minutes free with me chatting to see if and how I can help you. And you can get all the details over at my website, drjkrausend.com. All right. You've survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Subscribe, rate, and share info.